The Bible reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 to 60, and then jumping to verses 67 to 80, and then finally chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. That's Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 57, and it's on page 55 of the New Testament of the Bibles. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. And they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy: "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Saviour for us in the house of his servant David, and he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has redeemed and remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. Chapter 3, verse 2. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah: "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.'"
We look back on our lives. Sometimes we recognize that maybe there's been a gap in how we have lived, recognizing that if there is a God and if we're called to be in collaboration and in partnership with him, that there's a gap. And maybe we look back on our lives and think there is a need in our lives that is not being fulfilled by all that this world can offer us. Lisette, when she was speaking to us, said this: "I did not know about the salvation of my soul, nor was I sure I would go to heaven when I died." As we reflect, perhaps we realise that sometimes we have sought to live lives in a way that has been right in our own sight. We've tried to live life for ourselves. And perhaps there's that day when we realise that actually we've gone astray from that purpose that God has for us as our Creator, to be made in his image so that we would live for him, that day by day we would become more like him. And it might be that for some in this room we have recognised that there is that need for hope in our lives, need for someone to rescue us and save us from ourselves and just seeking to live for me the whole time, living for ourselves, a recognition that we need someone to come and save us. And there's great hope that we have in today's Bible passage, because when we heard these words that were spoken many thousands of years ago, they brought great hope then, and they bring great hope now. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favourably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty saviour for us. Those two words, redeemed and saviour, bring two very specific thoughts that transform our lives. Redeemed means really to buy back. There was something that was available that we needed to be brought back to God, and God has paid the price for us. When we went astray, he has bought us back. He has paid the price. A bit like going into a pawnbroker's shop and paying the price so that you could buy back the item. And Jesus has paid the price for us. We are redeemed. We are bought back. And that second picture of Saviour, that concept of the fact that we needed saving, and there is one who has come to do that. He is a mighty Saviour for us. So there is great hope running through this passage. But did you notice as well, there's another theme. Did you pick up on the theme of mercy? Regarding Elizabeth, the passage said, her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her. And then as we go on, we read about Zechariah's words, talking about God. He has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors. He's remembered his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness. There is a mercy in God that has paid the price for us because of his love. And then the passage goes on. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us. So often, perhaps even this week, as we've heard politicians stating their various cases, we sometimes hear strong words and harsh words. And maybe in this life we just feel it's a harsh life. And yet we live in the context of a God who longs to show us tender mercy, a God who loves us and calls us back to himself. And it's about receiving that mercy for us individually, receiving that mercy that we may know it. And yet it's not only that we receive it, that we can hold on to it, but that we receive it so that we can live in the light of it, and also that we can pass it on. This passage that we've heard was sort of about John the Baptist. And I say it was sort of about him because it focused on him at times. Verse 76, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. But it wasn't really about John the Baptist. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. It's about knowing mercy in order that we can live in the light of it and that we can pass on and share to others the mercy that God has revealed to us. You'll go before the Lord to prepare his ways. You'll live in the light of it that others too will see the salvation that God has brought to you. And it's all about focusing not on ourselves, not even on those we're passing the message on to, but about focusing on the one who's made it possible. You'll go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people. This is all about God. This is about bringing people into a relationship of mercy and love and salvation to the God who has made them. And so this baptismal service today is in some ways about Lisette, and it's in some ways about Lena, and it's been great to hear their stories. But it isn't really about them at all, is it? And they would confess that. It's about pointing to another. It's about pointing to Jesus. They want to do that. Lisette said this. They explained to me how God loved me and that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay on the cross my debt of sin with God. And that's how I made the decision to receive Jesus. and to allow him to enter my heart and take control of my life. And in doing so, I felt for the first time in my life a true peace. The more of our life we give away to Jesus Christ, the more we allow him to become in us his living spirit, his living presence in us, the closer to peace we get. Lena said this, "I want to give testimony of my faith towards Jesus Christ. I understand that he is my only path." We're called to come to the water, to come to baptism, but we're called every day to do that. We're called to come not only to baptismal water, but to come to the living water, who is Jesus Christ, the one who will refresh us in a way that no one or nothing else can. So what does Jesus bring to us? Verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. If today you want salvation, forgiveness, tender mercy, the dawn, light, guidance, and peace, then can I encourage you to look to Jesus? You're hearing words from Lisette and Lena, but we finished with this verse, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. How about you today?